Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
As we speak right now, unless he's late, Terry Fontenot has started his press conference up at Flowery Branch. So the assembled media is up there getting ready to pepper him with questions.
Yes.
Get the hard answers. And he is going to duck and dodge and not tell you anything.
Yeah.
And we'll do our best to compile some of those answers and play them for you as the show goes on.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's Terry's good at you know, doing what he does.
Talking without saying anything.
Like all general managers.
He's really good at it.
Like all general managers.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've talked to a lot of general managers, and a lot of general managers are good at it. But he is, because he's so friendly,
yes.
You know? And he almost makes, he'll like make eye contact with you and be,
no.
And kind of, he doesn't break eye contact.
His eye contact is strong.
It's like, dude, I kind of want to peek at my computer real quick, but you're still answering my questions. I'm not going to break eye contact, I'm going to stare at you. And then luckily, like, we take turns answering or asking questions, right? So, like, then it's your turn. It's like, oh, thank God. Now he's going to stare into Randy's soul for the next 35 seconds.
You can't break me now. I'll stare right back at you.
I'm not going to break eye contact.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, I'm going to give you a nod and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But we've interviewed Terry Fontenot a million times. We've maybe gotten three real answers.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's a good ratio. I always go into it thinking to myself, like, what's the topic that we can ask him about that we're most likely to get a real answer to?
The Kirk Cousins thing, maybe.
That's today, right?
Yes.
I think the thing that you're most likely to get, like, you know, the thing that you're wondering about, I think you're most likely to get a real answer on is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not they will, I don't know. I know people will ask about it. I know everyone's up there getting ready to do their jobs and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, there's no reason to sugarcoat that one.
Yeah.
I mean, they benched him. They're going to have to move on from him. I guess they probably want to try to play their hand publicly as they have a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Make it seem like they want to keep him so maybe they can trade him. Or maybe not. Maybe they give you an honest answer about it today and we find that out. Other than that, I don't expect to really learn much about what the plan is or anything like that.
I don't think it serves them any good to let anybody know what the plan is with Kirk Cousins. You know, I mean, obviously we all kind of know what's going to happen. But at the same time, you don't want to go ahead and put early stuff out there, you know, as far as what the situation is going to be with him. I mean, because they already know. You're not going to sit there and tell me, we've got to evaluate nothing like that.
I can tell you right now what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
They're going to cut him before that
$10 million bonus.
Before that $10 million bonus hits in March.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to eat like $40 million worth of money,
mm-hmm.
and Kirk Cousins is going to sign a veteran minimum contract with the team next year.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen.
Yes, we all know this. But he's not going to come out there and say all that stuff. And then you look at probably what happened with some of the free agents and everything like that. So, I mean, it's just going to be one of those things. I do not think he's going to be fired after that. Like they did Antonio Pierce.
Oh, right.
Like
that. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's
I guess you learned
happen.
That by the fact that Terry Fontenot takes the microphone today is a good indicator for anyone who's wondering whether or not he'd be fired that he won't be.
Yeah, that's
something.
Yeah, that's not going to happen anything like that. And then, obviously, if there's going to be some staff changes, usually, you know, it's a news dump Friday, so something happened like that. I don't know. But, that's pretty much what's going to happen today as far as Terry's. It's going to be a lot of the same questions, just worded different to him, and he's going to do his thing and step on him and walk around him and all those other different things. But, I mean, nothing you can say right now is going to, you know.
That's the thing.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the thing. There's nothing they can say about what just happened, the changes it or fixes it or changes the way you feel about it. They could tell you a thing or two about what might be about to happen, but they probably won't do that either. And then, you know, the message will be similar probably from him as it was from Raheem, which is, you know, we got to fix it, you know. And I guess the question is, how do you fix it? And I'm sure he'll get into that a little bit here and there, but yeah, I mean, it's unacceptable.
You're right there. They're happy to keep Kurt as a backup. Yeah, right.
Well, I'm sure you're.
Yeah, right.
Sure you would be.
Yeah, right.
Although you're not happy about that. Like, you may be because of the circumstance that you're in now, but you're not happy to have a backup quarterback that you're paying $45 million to if that were the situation. But that won't be the situation.
No, it won't be. But, you know, it is what it is. But this team has, you know, and I don't think it's a major overhaul for this team. I think you got to add some parts, especially on the defensive side of the football. But I don't think it's like one of the things where this is like you got to rebuild everything. I don't think they're at that point because of the young talent that they have on the offensive side of the ball. But I do think that you've got to, first of all, you got to get your young players to take another step. The young players on that defensive line that are going to contribute to what you want for. And then you got to bring some influx and then some veterans that can contribute right away. You got to find some veteran starters for little money. You know, if you don't want to draft a corner in the first round or something like that. But, I mean, this team is going to have to, you know, do more with less because of the fact of what you're going to have to give up as far as salary cap, positioning and everything with the hit that Kirk Cousins is going to get.
I hate that. You're right. But I hate that. That also doesn't count as an excuse.
No.
Like, before, at least, it was an inherited hamstring, right?
Right.
It was like, okay, we can only do this. We have to be creative with our money because we inherited a bad salary cap. I mean, if any conversation about the bad salary cap is brought up, the quick reminder is you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
So you don't get any sort of grade on a curve like they did in the first couple of years with that, right? And I'm with you. Like, it's not a major overhaul, but they also have to do the hardest thing to do, which is find a stud on defense.
Yes.
Like, they got some good players on defense, but if this defense is ever going to actually be like a top 10, like, you know, like, championship caliber side of the ball, you got to find a guy on that side of the ball like Bijan on offense.
Right.
Like, Bijan is a legitimate like top tier offensive player in
yes,
the NFL.
He is.
And
yes.
And he's in his second year. Like,
yes.
That's you talk about where the running back power rankings are right now. Like, obviously Saquon had an incredible year. Derrick Henry had an incredible year. There's a handful of different guys. They're all a bit older than Bijan is. Bijan's kind of the one that's still ascending,
right,
as opposed to either plateauing or maybe even
him and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs is unbelievable as well. You got to find a guy like that on defense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. That's been true for a long time.
Yeah. You got to find a guy like that on defense.
Haven't found him.
You got to find like him. But, no, I mean, yeah. So, you get this over with Terry. Probably going to be like an hour or something up there. Seeing some clips come out. If all parties are all for it, then they are open to trading Kirk Cousins and everything. If I'm Kirk, I ain't going nowhere. I mean, if you trade me, somebody's willing to trade for me. Yeah, but where is it? Because he does have that no trade clause.
Right. So he kind of holds the cards.
He has all the leverage in this situation.
Brutal.
Which is brutal that you would give a quarterback coming off of Achilles injury that kind of leverage as far as the no trade clause. And the fact that I still believe the thing we said it, you know, back when they signed him, was he going to get that anywhere else?
I don't think so.
Yeah, and so, you know, you got to outbid against yourself.
He bent over backwards to do it because I don't know.
But sometimes you got to do that.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
And I think you had to go a step further to get him than Minnesota was probably going to go. I don't know who else was in the race to get him, whatever. Ultimately, it doesn't matter now. But, yeah, that's wild, man. A dude plays like that, and you don't even want him, and he still has all the leverage because of how you negotiated it. That's what it is.